Very thing. Knotheads, whom we all love very much. Will McLean has a special talent. He has the art of taking a Florida character or a place or an incident and making it into a significant song. Well, Will is here tonight, and with him is Don Grooms, who was responsible for doing a very exciting Florida Sand educational television show. I saw it over Channel 5 from Gainesville, and I was thrilled with it, called Florida Sand, centering around Will. With them is Jack Quine. Let's welcome Will McLean and his friends.
Thank you, Cousin Thelma. Good evening to you all, ladies and gentlemen. She already introduced you to my partners in crime. This is Don Grooms here. He is one of the finest songwriters that I've had the privilege to listen to in a long time. Jack Quine is an artist within his own right. And since tomorrow is Cousin Thelma's birthday, we would just like to say that there is a woman whom all of the credit should go to, because she, along with Barbara Beecham, have done so much to make this great folk festival of Florida what it is today. And we're not going to take up too much of the time, because Don has a special song for you. I'd like to do you one that I wrote called Hold Back the Waters.
Was in the late 20s that there come a big flood. It drowned it 4,000, their graves was the mud. Was nothing could withstand that great tidal and the ghost of the vanished still cries on the grave. Lord, hold back the waters of Lake Okeechobee, for Lake Okeechobee's blue waters are cold. When wild winds are blowing across Okeechobee, they're calling and singing for other poor souls. Only Okeechobee's blue waters are cold. The Seminole left there in haste and misbeat. Their wise words of warning given no heed. When the waters receded, great God, what a sight. Men, women, and children, and black as the night. Hold back the waters of Lake Okeechobee, Lake Okeechobee's blue waters are cold. When wild winds are blowing across Okeechobee, they're calling and singing for other poor souls.
she'll come back to me. The land all around it is fertile and green, but the people get fearful when the wilds go. They look at the earth dance.
Hold back the waters of Lake Okeechobee, for Lake Okeechobee's blue waters are cold. When wild winds are blowing across Okeechobee, they're calling and seeking for other poor souls.
Thank you very much. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Don Groom. This piece of land you're sitting on, in fact, the whole state of Florida, once belonged to the Tamuquas, later the Creeks, and then the Spaniards came. They came to the prairie, searching for gold, demanding what did not exist. When Chief Vida Chuco explained there was none, De Soto put irons on his wrists. So Chief Vida Chuco had a great feast. He told tales across the campfire about the vast riches beyond the Suwannee. Told the Spaniards to search over there. Then the Indian knives met the big Spanish swords and were broken in the battle that night. Chief Vida Chuco slashed De Soto's face, but he lost his own life in the fight. When De Soto recovered, his rage was still high. He said, "Bring all those Indians to me." Then he slaughtered 1,200, laughed as they died. Then he marched on across the Suwannee. So the Indians waited, then they came back again to the prairie, and they hoped to remain. But the white men still wanted their lush prairie land, so they fought the new leader, King Payne. Colonel Dan Noonan brought troops to a lake. King Payne brought his warriors there too. He routed the soldiers, but he lost his own life, as Indians usually do. For the soldiers came back, as they always return, drove the Indians off of their land, fired 400 villages, watched them all burn. Ended the struggle Vida Chuco began. Now there are no more Indians in North Florida. There's no more land for the white man to take. There's only a prairie named for King Payne, and for Colonel Dan Noonan, a lake. 400 years have gone by since that night Vida Chuco slashed De Soto's face. Now white men are living on King Payne's prairie.
they're sailboating on Dan Noonan's lake. Thank you.
Jojo Askew is lost, and he's being held up at the South Gatehouse. That's the way you came in. Will his mama or papa please retrieve him? Jojo Askew, a little fella about 3 or 4 years old. Now, will Dennis Henry meet Cousin Ed Fleming backstage? And I'm still asking for John Peters, who works on the Times Union, on the staff of the Times Union. John Peters. He never has reported to me. A lovely lady with a lovely voice, a traditional Southern lady, a Southern singer, is Betty Smith. She plays many instruments, and she's a delight to have as part of the Florida Folk Festival. Betty is from Marietta, Georgia. Let's welcome Betty Smith. They always tell me lots of things. There's some people right here standing up in front of some people who were there first sitting down. Now, please, you all who are standing up, be nice and sit on the ground. There's a little sitting room right down in here. But don't stand up in front of anybody and spoil their enjoyment.
To me, it was made by a man by the name of Edsel Martin, who lives at Old Fort, North Carolina. He's quite a wood carver. This lady is named Sarah Jane Hohandel, and that's the name he gave her. But he does beautiful birds and people, and this is one of his dulcimers. Now, this is a version of the ballad that some people call Silver Dagger, Wake Awake You Drowsy Sleeper, has several names. This is an Appalachian version, and it's the only one I know where nobody gets murdered and nobody commits suicide. So I really like this version. And I'd like to show you where we got some of our fiddle tunes. Because we got some of our fiddle tunes when a fiddler got hold of a ballad tune and just speeded it up and played it in his way. Awake, awake, you drowsy sleeper. Awake, awake, 'tis almost sounded like when a fiddler got hold of it. Scottish singer by the name of Jean Redpath, and I thought of it as a Scottish song until I spent a month in the schools in eastern North Carolina and found two little ladies who'd always known this song and had never lived outside the area, but lived in a county where there were a lot of Scotsmen. So this is your part, and your part goes like this. Wee wee. Wee wee, wee wee, wee wee. Now when I sing that, you answer back, okay? You want to practice? Wee wee, wee wee, wee wee, wee wee. All good. When I was a wee wee tot, they took me from my wee wee cot, put me on a wee wee pot to see if I would wee or not. I first met Bob Beers at this festival, and I would like to just play a... I first met Bob Beers at this festival, and of course he's the one who inspired me to even do anything with this instrument, and I'd like to play just a little bit of the first song I ever started working on, that was one that he played, and then go into an Appalachian tune for Black is the Color. Is the color of my true love's hair. His face is like some rosy fair, the prettiest face and the neatest hands. I love the ground where death 10,000 times.
Donna and Mary DeLancey, your mother is looking for you. Please come. She's over here waiting. Here she is, leaning up against the building. Come on and get your licking. Please hang on to your children. Don't lose them. And down at the mini concert stage this afternoon, somebody picked up by mistake a blue-green plaid travel bag with four empty microphone cases and a New Moon songbook in it. It belongs to Bob Girard, and if you picked it up by mistake, please bring it up here to me, because it doesn't mean anything to you, but it means a lot to these boys because it's a part of their broadcast equipment. Now, let's welcome Frankie Quimby, Bessie Jones, and troop from Brunswick, Georgia. They've been charming us with their beautiful songs of the low country. Bessie Jones and company.
That's okay. Yeah, that works. Well, thank you very much. I'm glad to be back with you again. And then take a little rest and come back. We're going to sing a few songs just a little bit tonight. We're going to put our bits ahead. We hope to be with you all good tomorrow. That's really ready to put it all so you can come back. Be with us good tomorrow. We're going to sing a song or two. Oh, my God. Are y'all ready? Okay. We want to sing a song. I like to do something my grandfather did in this big crowd of people, you know, because he was a slave and he learned me a lot of slave songs and slave doing, slave games and plays and stories. And I want to sing one of his songs, which I haven't sung since I've been here, and I don't want to go home without that, because when I got shot, all the song, Pa's song. We call him Pa. We're going to sing one of his old songs that he used to sing many times, and I thought he was going to die because he said that. I thought that's what he was talking about. But I learned to find out years later that he didn't mean he was going to die and naturally, you know, leave us. But he was going to die out from the worldly things and come alive into Jesus Christ. So we're going to sing one of his songs and another one. I'm going to lay down, lay down. I'm going to lay down, lay down. I'm gonna lay down my life for my Lord. Oh yes, I'm gonna lay down,
lay down.
God knows I'm gonna lay down,
lay down.
Oh yes, I'm gonna lay
down my life for my Lord.
It looks sad to
lay down, lay down.
Oh, it looks sad to
lay down, lay down.
Yeah, it looks sad to lay down my life for my Lord. Liars get together, how they can lie like one another. But I'm gonna lay down my life
for my Lord.
God knows I'm gonna lay down,
lay down.
Oh yes, I'm gonna lay down,
lay down.
God knows I'm gonna lay down my life
for my Lord.
Yes, and when I'm drunk, get together, how they can drink like one another. But I'm gonna lay down
my life.
Oh yes, I'm gonna lay down,
lay down.
I know I'm gonna lay down,
lay down.
Oh Lord, John said to lay down my life for mine. Oh, John said to lay down. Oh, John said to lay down. Yeah, John said to lay down my life for mine. Yes, and when I'm dancing, get together, how they can dance like one another. But I'm gonna lay down my life for my Lord. Yes, and when I'm drunk, get together, how they can drink like one another. But I'm gonna lay down
my life for my Lord.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm going to sing a little of this one, and we said we're going to wind up with two songs, two long ones, but as I was told, I'm going to cut them short, and we might wind up with three. We're going to try, anyway. This is a song I learned when I was about 10 years old, going to 10 anyway, 10 years old. I learned it a very long time ago, and a lot of y'all, if you're 10 years old, when I was 10, you count yourself old now, but... Oh boy, I'm telling you, sure would. I was born 1902, and I had a doctor's intent to come to me one night in 1924, and that booger made me sick. We had to get some medicine to put it out, the stuff out me had in me. So you see, I haven't been to a doctor since 1924. And I had, thank you, and I had a headache since then. But I feel bad now when kind of this age is coming down on me. I feel a little of that, because that's one thing going to follow you, old age and conscience. But I'm thankful that I was healed by the stripes in Jesus, you know, put in Jesus' side. I was healed by the wound that they put in his side. And I was healed. I'm sure I'm healed because I was caught up in the will. And that whosoever will let him come, I was in that will. And I'm there now. I thank God for it. My God is a rock in the weary land in the weary land. My God is a rock in the weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. Yes, God is a rock in the
weary land,
the weary land, in the weary land. My God is a rock in the weary land, a shelter in the mighty storm. They say, go away, you long tongue liar. We don't need you in this band. We don't want nothing but true born soul and washed in the blood of the Lamb. Cause God is a rock in the weary land, weary land, weary land. My God is a rock in the weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. Yeah, stop and let me tell you about chapter one. The Lord God work was just begun. Stop and let me tell you about chapter two, where Jesus preached it among the Jews. And stop and let me tell you about chapter three. Jesus died out on Calvary, and I know he's a rock. Weary land, weary land, weary land. My God is a rock. Weary land, shelter in the time of storm. Yeah, stop and let me tell you about chapter four. Jesus visited among the poor. And stop and let me tell you about chapter five. Jesus brought that dead to life. Stop and let me tell you about chapter six. He went in Jerusalem and healed the sick. I know he's a rock.
Weary land,
weary land. My God is a rock. Weary land, shelter in the time of storm. Yeah, stop and let me tell you about chapter seven. Jesus risen and he went to heaven. Stop and let me tell you about chapter 8, then Jesus opened them gospel gates. And stop and let me tell you about chapter 9, where Jesus turned and they were watered the wine. And stop and let me tell you about chapter 10, John saw him coming and the world again. I know he's a rock in
weary land.
Hey, weary land and a weary land. My God is a rock in weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. Yes, he is the lily. He is a bright in the morning star. When put old dying in London, Jesus opened the lion of the lock, the lion jaws, and I know he's a rock
in the weary land, weary land, weary land.
I know he's a rock
in the weary land,
shelter in the mighty storm. Thank you. Thank you very much. I want to put that over. That's some of my old time people singing. I'm really glad he had to drink some ice water while I go and got me a little hold. But I say the devil used a lie and the truth on the body. You know, the devil, he's the father of a lie. And so I don't want to be his child. I just don't like to be his child, not at all. We're going to sing a song now. Maybe a few people here know about it, and a few don't. A few have read about it, and a few ain't, maybe. But anyway, if this naturally happened. This is a story, and was turned into a song, because all songs are supposed to be a story for it. But this is a story that was turned into a song a few years ago, and most of the men, some of them know some about it. Oh, what a time.
My Lord.
Oh, what a time.
My Lord.
Oh, what a time.
Great God Almighty. What a time.
Tell him what a time.
My Lord.
Oh, what a time there.
My Lord.
Oh, now, what a time. Great God Almighty.
What a time.
Oh, in 1941, the Second World War was just begun. A Hitler from Berlin straight out his port, but the European countries in the war. Hill himself went out to plan some place called the No Man's Land. He told his men to say, "Me not fair, I myself will be your angel there." Then what a time,
my Lord.
Oh, what a time there,
my Lord.
Oh, what a time, great God Almighty.
What a time.
Now if you have a little patience, I'll tell you the news. First thing he did is put out all the Jews. Next thing he did to the European land, put all the little nations under his command. Then he and France began to fight till the beautiful Paris late one night. And old Great Britain got trouble in mind with the force of the men out on the firing line, crying, "What a time, yeah!
My Lord.
Oh, what a time!
My Lord.
Now, what a time!
Great God Almighty!
Japan with his sharp eyes, he claimed it wasn't on either side. Came to the United States to say so. He and Roosevelt communicate. He did not even act like a man. He would not offer. He slipped around to the Bumpole Harbor. Then what a time there!
My Lord,
oh, what a time!
My Lord,
oh, what a time!
Great God Almighty,
what a time! To a European country began to cry. In United States, please send supply. Ships got loaded and started to cross. Next Tuesday, heard our vessel was lost. Just calling America to get this fleet, cause Adolf Hitler was trying to rule the sea. We sent him a message right from home saying, "You better leave our vessels alone. We're gonna have a time.
My Lord.
Oh, what a time.
My Lord.
Oh, what a time.
Thank God Almighty. What a time.
With the ration on the butter and the margarine. The ration on the coffee and the kerosene. The ration on the sugar all over the land. Even the ration the bean that was in the can. The ration on the rubber and the ration on ties. Had a ration on fly, but I wouldn't have been surprised, cause I was having time there.
My Lord.
What a time.
My Lord.
Oh, what a time.
Great God Almighty. What a time.
You better wake up folks, let us buy a wall barn. Say help to the boys across the pond. Mothers and fathers getting drunk in the street. The boys getting drowned in the jet for sea. They was having a time there.
My Lord.
Oh, what a time.
My Lord.
Now, what a time.
Great God Almighty. What a time.
You know, I don't know, but I've been told how old Pearl Harbor, our base got stole. Somewhere out there on the Pacific border, some of the commandment wouldn't carry out orders. The song was high and the song was low. The song was sad, they wouldn't fight no more. The song was wise, the song was dumb. That's how Pearl Harbor Air Base got bummed. They had a time there.
My Lord.
Oh, what a time.
My Lord.
Now, what a time.
Thank God Almighty.
What a time. It was 1941. The Second World War was just begun. In 1942, they called for the sons and the father too. In 1943, that's the year they like to call for me. In 1944, that's the year they wanted more and more. In 1945, wouldn't tell you the truth, but I don't want to lie. I tell you this, it wasn't no fun when the Jap to see that my tiny bum. They had a time there.
My Lord.
Oh, what a time.
My Lord.
Oh, what a time. Great God Almighty.
What a time.
What a time. Yeah. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye,
everybody.
Goodbye, sing hallelujah.
I'm going away to leave you. Can't go with me.
Goodbye, sing hallelujah.
I'm going away to leave you. I'm sorry to say you.
Well, we've been trying to get them to come to the folk festival for a long time, and you see why we wanted them. And we hope they'll come again and again. Now, a complete change of pace to gypsy music, John Huber, Knoxville, Tennessee.
That's a hard act to follow. Those people are really good. Was that this mic? That ought to be good. I'll open with. Thank you. I'll open with a very well-loved dance, if I can ever get situated here among my people. It's an argument dance between a man and a woman. Let's see who gets the last word. This afternoon, I played two gathering dances, and I cut each one of them in half because we had so many performers. We were trying to get everybody through. I'm only going to play two numbers tonight so that I can play this one in its entirety. This is a wedding gathering dance. Thank you.
Another lost child, Stanley Stoudemire. Your mama's looking for you, and she is right here. Please come to your mother right away. This lovely lady, the next lovely lady, has been coming to the festival a long time, since she was in high school, and now she's a married lady with a little boy. It's a pleasure. Before I introduce you, just stand there a minute, honey, because I forgot to say that you people sitting so close, sit still, don't build any sand piles around the stage or dig up our shrubbery. We just planted it. And be real quiet, because there's so many people here that it's hard to hear, even though we do have a real fine sound system and a real fine sound man over there working his head off. And these boys here who are moving the mics, they are the unsung heroes of the festival. We couldn't do it without them. They work. So now you all sit real still and don't carry on conversations. And in the meantime, here is my lovely friend and a beautiful singer, Eugenia Cecini Jones from Merritt Island.